Some Rotorua locals say it's only a matter of time before businesses take the law into their own hands to combat a spate of ram raids and other crimes. Frustrated residents and shop owners met with police and political leaders yesterday to air their concerns and urge authorities to take firm action. But as Tom Taylor reports, it's going to take more than just turning Rotorua into the bollard capital of New Zealand to address the city's problems.
Kieran Mahoney has had about enough.
We've been ram raided twice, burgled twice, and nothing happens. Nothing at all. The FGCs are a waste of time, government's a waste of time with it, and I'm sure if we booby-trap the cigarette machine and trap the little scroats, they might not come back.
Wow.
But we'll probably get in trouble because we might break their arm or something. The poor darlings.
The Rotuma gas station owner was one of about three dozen locals who attended a two-hour meeting at Arawa Bowling Club yesterday, all of them with stories about the ram raids and other crimes they've endured.
Absolutely disgusted, appalled over it. Petrol station not being able to open for up to 10 days. We're locals. We've been giving locals fuel out of our gas tanks so that they could get their kids to school. Yeah, it's pretty serious. Something has to be done about these young people. We've lost $5,000 this year, or the last 2 years, and we have been to all the FGCs, and the little offenders have been told that they have to pay us, whether it's $2 a week, $5 a week. We're 2 years down the track from the first one and haven't seen a cent. So that doesn't work, obviously.
Data from the National Intelligence Centre shows that in the year to October 2021, there were 53 ram raids in the Bay of Plenty district, placing it second nationally, behind only Waikato, which had 76. Local business owner Maz Kumar says people are feeling helpless.
They can't do anything. They can't do anything to stop themselves being attacked. They can't rely on the authorities because they're already burnt out. The police are burnt out. There's not enough coming from central government. When there's an emergency in this country, the government can move. And it looks like to law-abiding citizens, the government is not moving. We keep talking about who the victims are in terms of people living in, you know, with issues and so forth. But what you can see is that law-abiding citizens that go to work every day, those people are burnt out as well. Those people are having mental health issues as well. Those people feel like they can rely on nobody. They'll take it into their own hands. And it's going to come to that point really soon.
In May, the government announced that $6 million from its Proceeds of Crime Fund would be invested in solutions like bollards in front of at-risk shops. But Rotorua Lakes councillor and superette owner Raj Kumar, who organised yesterday's meeting, says details of the plan remain murky. He hopes shop owners don't feel they have to resort to vigilante behaviour.
We don't need vigilant forces taking up, you know, putting bats in their shop and hockey sticks and, you know, cricket bats and bashing people up, you know. That's not the solution.
Labour MP Tamati Coffey attended the meeting to hear people's concerns and frustrations. He says there were all sorts of proposals put forward by attendees.
Oh, I heard everything from really holding our young people accountable for their actions to cages for offenders located in shops. Some slightly more outrageous than others, but all good feedback and all, you know, first-hand experience. Really good to have representation from the police, from the Lakes Council, but also from the stakeholders, our community as well. In there we've got people that have been ram raided, they're frustrated with some of the situations that are happening with just general shoplifting, which is always a problem. It was good as a first meeting. We need to do some work to really work through some of the stuff that was raised today to try and find some solutions for the community.
National's Todd McClay, the Member of Parliament for Rotorua, says businesses are feeling demoralised and ignored, while police are feeling disheartened.
They don't believe they've got the support that they need. You know, Rotorua has become a dumping ground for homelessness. We've got, you know, more than 1,000 people from all over the country there now. That means that the police resources are even further stretched than they would have been for them then to get on top of, you know, what is a growing problem of ram raiding, you know, becomes a challenge. The police need a lot more support. They, in turn, then can support the community.
Councillor Raj Kumar says he's worried about what will happen to his community if its crime problems aren't sorted out.
Before Rotorua becomes the boarded-up capital and the slum capital of New Zealand, along with the bollard capital of New Zealand, it's just not going to be a place where tourists, let alone locals, would want to be.
A further community meeting is being arranged in 4 to 6 weeks.